dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
It's time once again for You Big Dummy. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. This is our weekly salute to dummies. We have real news stories that we read, and then we vote on who might be the dumbest of the dummies. Dummy number one, dummy number one. A Maryland bus... Whoa, sorry. I forgot to turn off the reverb. A Maryland bus driver has been suspended after video showed him apparently reading a newspaper while driving with passengers. Miles Hill tweeted a video showing his Metro bus driver appearing to read the newspaper while driving the F6 bus. University of Maryland students said the driver nearly missed a stop sign. Because he was distracted by the paper. Metro spokesman Dan Stessel said officials identified the driver and placed him on paid leave while an investigation is conducted.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. Vermont Police Department is asking for public's help identifying a suspect who wore a panda costume to steal an air rifle. I wish there was a visual for this one, I swear. Police say the costumed suspect walked into the Dick's Sporting Goods on Monday, picked up an airsoft rifle, and ran out of the store without paying for it. Police responded but were unable to locate the suspect. Store employees told police that the suspect had been in the store earlier on Monday without the panda outfit and looked at the same rifle but left without buying it. He told employees he'd be back to buy it.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum, is dummy. Just Donna and me, and the dummy makes three.
Yeah, I'll be back to pick it up, but I just have to go home and get my panda costume. Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. All right, this story was pretty popular this week, right, Dan?
Yes, multiple submissions.
The story was sent to us by a few people, including Katie, Harold, and our reader, who is Tim, who's based in Wales, all the way from Wales. Tim does visit Chicago often, so he will get Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All the way from Wales, take it away, Tim.
Bonada and good morning. This is Tim in Wales for You Big Dummy. A woman who threw her poo out of her date's bathroom window because the toilet would not flush had to be rescued after she got stuck trying to receive it. The woman was on a first date with Bristol student Liam Smith when she panicked and threw the feces out the window. It did not land in the garden like she intended, but became wedged between two non-opening windows. After climbing in headfirst after it, she became stuck and Mr. Smith had to call the fire department to help. The story came to light after Mr. Smith set up a crowdfunding page to help replace the cost of the window, which had to be broken in order to save her. On the site, Smith said, "Problem is, I've been quoted north of £300, which is $400, to replace the window, and as a postgraduate student, that's a significant chunk of my monthly budget. So far, he's raised over £1,000 and will donate the excess to charity. And for those wondering, the couple has gone on a second date. And now, back to you, Nick."
By the way, Have you seen the picture, Dan, of her stuck in the window? It's unbelievable. Esmeralda, have you seen the picture of this woman stuck?
Yeah, I feel so bad for her.
Oh, my God. Well, they went on a second date. It's all right.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. The suspect who led troopers on a chase tried to hide by applying for a job. The man, 26, was wanted for assault and battery with a dangerous weapon while fleeing a traffic stop. He again led police on a chase Tuesday. The man managed to lose them before abandoning the car, running into a nearby business. Security camera footage from the business shows the man casually entering the store, resting his arms on the front desk, and asking if the shop is hiring. The general manager took the man into his office for an interview. The manager said the interview was going well, so he had the man fill out an application. Police, meanwhile, discovered the abandoned car and began searching the surrounding area. A service manager said he had a suspicious feeling about the situation and went out to talk to an officer who showed him a photo of the wanted man. The then manager led officers to the man, who was arrested about 8 minutes into his interview. Security camera footage showed the two managers high-fiving and embracing after the arrest.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A commuter captured video of an inline skater hitching a free ride on the back of a city bus. Kieran Farrelly said he was riding the bus home during rush hour in Dublin when he spotted an unauthorized passenger on the back of the 38A bus. Farrelly told a local newspaper, "One of them grabbed the back of the bus, just pulled it off. I barely got my phone out in time, and I got my priorities right. It reminded me of hitching a ride in Tony Hawk's Underground Game." Our bus driver wasn't too pleased. "A mental thing to try wiping out in real life must hurt more than in video games," he said.
"My only child is a dummy."
All right. Couple of bus stories this week. What's going on there? Okay, we have to we have to vote, but we'll do it. Should we do it after the news? Yeah, it's okay, because we got to take a break here. All right, we'll do a recap, tell you all about the five dummies, and then we shall vote on who is the biggest dummy of the week, and we'll do that right after we take a break for the news, which is coming up next. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich is going to have your opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday coming up. 312-981-7200. Also, we've got Straight Out of Context and Nick D Show Spies. But we just read the stories for You Big Dummy this week, and now we have to vote. It is time for the voting process to begin. So let me do a recap. We've got the dummy bus driver who was reading a newspaper while driving the bus on his route, the dummy who stole an air rifle while wearing a panda suit, the dummy who threw poop out of a window on a date and then got stuck, the dummy who applied for a job while being chased by police, and the dummy who was sketching on a Dublin bus. All right. It's breaking news in the newsroom, so Vic is covering that story that's coming out of London right now, so he will not be able to vote. Dan, who are you going to go with?
You know, the image of the panda was stealing a rifle would almost be enough to put it over the top, but I think I got to go with the guy who was applying for the job, because that's not a quick process, man. You know, you know, if the cops are anywhere near you, they're going to figure something out.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so you're going with the job applying dummy. All right, Esmeralda?
A panda outfit sounds adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go panda outfit.
I'm going with panda outfit, too. And although I love the poop story, the woman got stuck, and they ended up having a second date. But just, you know my inclination to enjoy anything mascot-y?
Right.
So, yeah, that's where I'm going.
I don't think she's that much of a dummy, though.
Well, I mean, trying to throw
poop. That was some panic.
Trying to throw poop out of the window.
Yeah, but what else are you going to do with it?
Flush it down the
toilet. It wasn't going down. That's why she threw it out. What do you think? She was just throwing it out the window to throw it out the window?
No, just say, hey, you have something wrong with your toilet.
With poop in it?
Yeah, who cares?
With a date?
Everybody poops. There's a book series about it.
Yeah, well, you don't want them to know on the first date.
Okay, so on the first date, men must think that women do not poop.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Come on.
All right. Well, anyway, the panda guy won. Stealing an air rifle in a panda suit. Okay, so that's the dummy of the week. All right, good week, and we'll have more next week. Now we got to find out how filthy this radio station is. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context. Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. Right, straight out of context. This is when you listen to the radio station 24/7 whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, shall we begin, Dan?
Real quick addition. I think I found video of the man wearing the panda suit, and you can see his face. So that's pretty ridiculous if he did that.
Well, then that makes him even bigger dummy.
Yep.
Yeah, all right.
All right, we'll put that on our Facebook.
Okay, cool.
All right, Eric is responsible for the first couple ones. First up, Steve Cochran.
That wouldn't be that hard.
Okay.
And this one of Andrea Darlis.
Well, why wouldn't we climb a tree naked in your yard?
What the hell is going on? What? All right, okay.
And this one of Wendy Snyder, also sent in by Scott and Plainfield and Brad.
I was pretty rewarded after the slurp.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God. All right.
Another one of Wendy.
It's pretty thick for me.
It's just filthy. Okay.
Another one of Wendy from Wesson DeKalb.
Here we go.
A little premature there, Kevin.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Brian emailed this one of our own, Esmeralda Leon.
If anything, we're the ones in a rush. Yeah. We're getting off.
I didn't even catch that one, Esmeralda. I didn't even catch that one.
Oh, boy.
That's good. Good ear. Good ear, listeners. All right.
Ethel sent in this one of Karen Conti.
You start out with 12 inches, but when you bake it, sometimes it shrinks down.
Does that have anything? What does it have to do with the law?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
There was a class action lawsuit against Subway.
Oh, right. There's the 12 inch. They do that every year. Mm-hmm. They do that footlongs. They're not foot long. Okay.
Pamela heard this one of Michael Heidemann.
And I don't think that would go very well with your meat.
Brother. All right.
Trevor from Antioch submitted this one of you.
We'll get some Lou Manfredini in there for you. Oh, man.
It's the way you say it,
yeah,
too.
It's creepy.
That is a little creepy. I didn't even realize how creepy it was. All right.
Speaking of Lou Manfredini, Vic Vaughn emailed this one and said, this one is for Esmeralda.
Then you squeeze it. So I have it in our shower once a week. I squirt, 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 squirt while you're still in your birthday suit.
I can't even believe that. I can't believe that. That's ridiculous. Wow. And only Vic sent that in? Wow. Esmeralda, come on now. That might be one of the best ones ever for coming from Lou. Jeez. All right.
Wait, though.
Oh, okay.
Peter Indicator sent in this one of Rokan.
I had a little thing.
All right.
Brian heard this one of Mike Steven.
Broham.
It was quick. It was like 3 minutes.
Wow. Okay, Broham.
Brian Deanna submitted this one of Lou Manfredini.
I'm still a big fan of wood.
Who isn't?
Okay.
And another one of Lou from Wild Bill.
You're so good.
Oh, that was quick. All right, about 3 minutes, right, Mike? Right, Broham? Okay.
Margaret in Bridgeport emailed this one of Glenn Kozlowski.
Oh, good.
The linebacker got rubbed.
I love football season when we get. I love it when Hampton's on, man, because, you know, and yeah.
Ask and you shall receive. Oh. This one from Wild Bill.
Why didn't we have that package ready to go?
I really hope this doesn't get back to Hampton that he's on this segment, because he'll bust my face open. Okay.
Margaret in Bridgeport heard this one of Carl Amari.
Now, you have a very large vernacular.
Was it Norm Crosby take over the show? All right.
Margaret and Brad submitted this one of Pete McMurray.
It bulges out of my jeans.
Well, come on, man. Come on, man.
It's a place of business.
Yeah. You're wondering why he doesn't have a full-time job here.
Another one of Pete from Eric.
Whatever Lou says, I do.
That's it?
That was it.
All right. Is it some sort of dominatrix angle that we're looking at?
Well, Lou in the shower.
Or Lou in the shower, yeah.
Squirt,
yeah.
Squirt,
squirt, squirt. Squirt, squirt. In his birthday. He had to add in his birthday suit. That was ridiculous. Okay.
Celine emailed this one of Steve Grzanich.
For $1,000, you should be able to rub it and make wishes.
Okay.
Eric sent in this one of Bill Leff.
I've got something big. Please do not discuss it.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Eric also emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
And the size thing, is that a concern?
I guess it depends on who you ask. All right.
Jesse's responsible for the next couple ones. First up, John Williams.
Couldn't you squeeze in nine?
That's good. All right.
This one of Violetta Podramatic.
No sure. One asked to see it, but I do have it.
Mm. Whoa. All right.
Another one of Violetta.
Yeah, say, I want a little more if you got some.
Okay.
And finally, Justin Kaufman.
I would want to rock that out.
Yeah. Good for you. I got to say, Lou wins this week, man. Right, Esmeralda? Come on.
Oh, for sure.
Come on. All right. We have to break here for weather and traffic. That's straight out of context. Filthy. And then we got Spies coming up. Nick D's show, Spies.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. 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 Like us.
That's right. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And the Friday features continue. We're leading up to Fly Jams Friday. For your funky requests, 312-981-7200. Okay, this is Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, you become a spy, jot it all down, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
We have two spies this week, two clips. Peter Indicator, Wild Bill sent them in. All right, so last week we had Rich Kozan.
Yeah.
He was talking. And then later in the week he joined Patty in honor of the Svengoolie time change. One of our favorite listeners, Jasmine, called in and was talking about movies that are scary but not too scary, and you got brought up.
I mean, Jasmine, before you go, maybe we can think of a good, what would be a good horror movie, like a good Halloween movie that isn't necessarily a horror movie?
Well, we're showing this, I think, a couple weeks before Halloween, but Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Yes!
That's a good one, yeah.
I mean, it's got a couple kind of scary parts in it, but you know, Abbott and Costello help make it fun and take kind of the edge off it.
It's
really good because it's got all your major monsters, the Frankenstein monster and Dracula and the Wolfman. So
Nick is going to love that.
Nick is a big fan of that one.
Yeah, I am too. I love Abbott and Costello. I just do. It's so much fun. That's the one I think you should see, Jasmine. Give it a shot for Halloween.
I'll check it out. And congratulations on being on an episode.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm excited.
Yeah, Patty was on last week, I watched the time change works out well for me, just, you know, selfishly. And it was great. By the way, that movie that he showed, he did not do justice to how unbelievably ridiculous that movie was.
It sounded ridiculous.
The Medusa against the Son of Hercules. Horrible, just a horrible Italian, badly dubbed movie with horrendous special. It was fantastic. And they did a great job with it. He did some of the Svens around. And then Roger and Patty were both chicken throwers. And then Patty was the hand at the door at the end of the show. She told the joke at the end of the show, which is so much fun to do. I had the honor of doing it a couple times, and it's been great. And so it was great to see Patty on there. And, It Came from Outer Space, by the way, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on MeTV. Svengoolie rules. That's fun. All right. What now? Next?
Our second Patty clip. Unfortunately, Patty couldn't make your screening of Dog Day Afternoon, but it has an idea on how to see it.
And I wasn't sure what I was going to do tonight. It was kind of a long day. I wanted to go see Nick D's movie club, which was Dog Day Afternoon.
Oh,
and there were two things holding me back. One, I didn't feel great, and I had to travel tomorrow. And the other thing is I often fall asleep in movie theaters, and I knew that I couldn't stay the whole movie anyway. So I hope everyone had a great time at Dog Day Afternoon. I got to see that. I've never seen the movie. The only way I wanted to see it was with Nick D, and now I have to go to his house, knock on his door, and say, hey, can we watch this movie now? And that's going to be weird for him.
You know, it's better not to interrupt your viewing of that movie. And if she would have fallen asleep, it was a long movie, too. Dog Day Afternoon is about 2 hours and 15 minutes, and we didn't get it started. I mean, I do an intro, and everybody has to get their free popcorn and settle in, and then I do my little intro, and then we show the movie. Normally, you know, the movie is scheduled to start at 8, but I do a little intro, and it takes a little while. We don't get it started until about 8:15, 8:20 sometimes. So Patty wouldn't have been able to see, like, the last 40 minutes of the movie, which would have been a waste. So, yeah, Patty, I don't allow people into my apartment, but I'll make an exception with you. I have Dog Day Afternoon. I've seen it I before the screening Tuesday. In the last, like, month leading up to the screen, I watched it 4 times before the screening. I think just because it was one of my favorite movies of all time, and I wanted to prep just so I could tell a bunch of stories after the movie. But anyway, Patty, come to see Halloween on October 3rd, John Carpenter's Halloween. So, all right. Well, thank you, guys. Keep your ears peeled and be spies for the week as well.